The Columbus tradition returns to Rhodes Tower. It's the 15th anniversary of the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on February 22nd. Stair climb 880 stairs at your own pace to the top, where you'll see the world and yourself from a whole different perspective. Climb 40 floors to support clean air, healthy lungs, and help save lives. This isn't your mom's walk or your dad's run. This is your stair climb. Learn more at climbcolumbus.org.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, sweet prince.
Oh, that's the way Riggins' mama used to wake him up every morning when he was in college.
She still does.
Mom, you didn't call me. I was late for work.
We talked to a lady one time years ago who said that her husband's mom, aka her mother-in-law, would call him every night when she knew it was, he was going to bed, so she could say goodnight to him in however way she said it.
Really?
And she had done it his whole life, and she refused to stop once he became an adult. And then when they were out, the couple was out doing stuff later at night, that the mom would get ready to go to bed, and when they got home on their answer machine, she would be singing to him or whatever she used to do.
Really? And
so she had to do it before either one of them went to bed.
Did he ever ask her to not do it?
No.
He was scared.
Yeah.
Did he like it?
She said that he didn't necessarily like it, but he didn't dislike it enough to say, Mom, stop doing that.
Yeah.
But it is weird. It's weird.
Would it depend on how close you were with your mom or how old she was?
No.
Like, what if she doesn't have many days left? You just don't want to do it then?
Well, I wouldn't tell her not to do it, but I wouldn't. Okay. I would.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I'd make fun of her. I don't care. I mean, hey, she hang up the phone. I wouldn't answer it.
You wouldn't?
No. If I see she's calling every night at the same time, I'm like, let the machine get it. She'll sing to the machine. I would. Why do I have to participate in her senility?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I have to be a participant in it? It's just like a mascot, you know. Don't drag me into your act. Coming up here in the stands, dragging me around.
But it is your mom.
And which makes it even worse.
You think?
Yeah. It's like, Mom, you know I don't want that.
But I love it. You're my baby. I just want to say goodnight. Is that so bad that your mother loves you so much? She just wants to call you at night and wish you a good night?
Oh, you've got it so hard in life, don't you? People loving you so much that they want to tell you good night every night.
A lot of people would love to have that problem.
Must be hard. How do you do it? And I go, see, this is why I don't pick up the phone.
See, Mom? Mother.
Because even though if she were on her last days, she'd still be talking crap.
Yep.
Getting on my nerve. Just because they're on their last days doesn't mean you have to put up with them talking crap.
Remember that, folks.
Yeah. Duh. All right. So we have the, in case you missed it, coming up. It's a very special one today. It is in case you missed the week in review song from this week. So that is coming up next.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them Frank Gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide, plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Every Friday on the show, Riggins does what is called the Week in Review, where he takes everything that has gone on in pop culture and on the show behind the scenes and whatnot and puts it into a funny song. A funny song. So this was Friday's edition of the Weekend Review.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents, in case you missed it, here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
It is time for Riggins to do his funny song. It's called the Weekend Review.
And this is my song, it's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows, summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Today is National Cappuccino Day. Celebrate before it's gone. Rob loves him a cappuccino just because it sounds like a Pokemon. The new holiday coffee's arrived at Starbucks, and you can get it in a festive cup. I ran so fast to Starbucks, my panties got twisted up. Donald Trump defeated Kamala Harris. No major drama from what I could tell. And aside from Jimmy Kimmel and Joy Behar, everyone's handling it pretty well. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay's kid threw up in her mouth. I mean, what a little punk. I haven't gotten confirmation, but I think she said he was drunk. I can't wait till Rob has kids. His patience is going to be tested, because if a kid throws up on him, he's going to have his kid arrested. I mean, I'm not looking forward to that either. I've got a dog, but it's not the same. But I do have some experience as the Dingleberry master of my domain. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Martha Stewart said Ryan Reynolds is no fun, and now the neighbors are officially warring. She's sprinkling glitter on pine cones, and she still thinks you're boring. Nominate a family for breaking and entering Christmas. Nominating more than once doesn't increase the chances. Just don't nominate the wrong family, like the Sopranos or even the Mansons. I hope everyone has a great weekend, except for our manager who likes to talk, because he planned a meeting for me and TJ on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Thank you.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So in case you didn't know, tomorrow is an important day. It's National Scrapple Day. National Scrapple Day. And when I saw that, I had to go find out what exactly is Scrapple. And after reading the description, I'm still not really sure. They call it pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal, wheat flour, and spices. The mush is then formed into a semi-solid loaf, sliced and pan-fried. So it sounds a lot like liver mush, a pork product.
But does liver mush have cornmeal and wheat flour in it, or is it just meat products?
I don't know.
Liver mush, liver pudding, they call it liver sausage.
Yeah.
No, it's not liver sausage.
Liver sausage is a Braunschweig.
Yeah.
But it is Scrapple, and I think it's a Pennsylvania thing. But I don't know. Scrapple is not one of those things that's going to catch on ever in other parts of the country.
You know what I was doing? I was sitting here going, okay, so that's a combination of Scrabble and what other game? I thought it was another game that they were putting together with it.
No, but it looks horrifying. But what is there something? I mean, obviously, TJ, you're from Louisiana. Regional foods not uncommon in your area,
right?
I mean, you're not going to find red beans and rice in a lot of places. Crawfish boils, things like that.
Yeah.
So at TJ Riggins Show. What's the food item unique to your area? Chicken bog comes up a couple of times. You heard of that? Mm-mm. It's like a chicken and rice pilaf. I think it's from Alabama, I want to say.
I'd like that.
A lot of people saying liver mush and sun drop. Sun drop big in the Southeast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't have that in Louisiana.
Yeah. She crab soup comes up a couple Maryland. Times. That's a Maryland thing, I believe. Mm-hmm. So a lot of and pepperoni rolls, one of the most popular answers. Ooh. I think that's West Virginia.
Yeah.
So really delicious stuff on there. What is the unique regional food you got?
And then there's a place in Indiana that does brain sandwiches.
Brain
that's,
sandwiches.
That's really good. I want to try those. No, I was close to them and I didn't try them, back last summer. So I guess I really didn't want it badly enough.
I guess not.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we got this teenage girl from the social medias gone viral, and I think she could actually be my daughter. Might need to get a Dyna test on that to make sure she's not my daughter, because she feels the same way I do about the way that young women speak nowadays. And this is her impersonation of the way young women in America speak.
Oh, yeah. No, literally, yeah. No, yeah. Oh, my God. Exactly, yeah. No, literally, yeah. Oh, my God. I know. It's so crazy. No, she got this to you. Oh, my God. No, literally. Like, what? End scene.
Literally.
Like, what? Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, she was drinking an iced coffee.
The way, that'll drive you crazy when girls start shaking that iced coffee. Lindsay does it a lot in here.
But at least it's in plastic. It's not in a glass. Like, that was, glass ice cubes. But, I do that to aggravate my wife. If I have something that's got ice in a glass, I'll shake it. Like, if I got a, one of those big cubes of ice, just that one big giant cube or a ball, when I'm drinking certain things.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it. But it does get the beverage colder faster.
Does it really?
Yeah. So once you've already gotten it cold, there's no need to shake it anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah. And if she doesn't complain about it when I'm first trying to get the beverage cold, then I won't do it anymore. But if she does, I'm going to do it just to have fun with her.
Yeah. You're just a terrorist in your own home. I mean, you just.
She likes it, though.
She likes it?
Sure.
That's why she married me, for playing around with her and having a jolly old personality.
Yeah.
Being a prankster.
Yeah.
A card is what I am, Riggins. Yeah. I'm a card.
You are a card.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Oh, we're going to mess with society. Mess with the way things are and what they could be and what they were. A social experiment coming up in just a few minutes.
Right now, the top trending topic, it's Veterans Day today. Federal holiday, banks are closed, all that stuff. So celebrating all the men and women in our armed forces, wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, people always say banks. Banks are closed.
Banks are closed.
Yeah.
Because that's about all that's closed nowadays.
post office. All government offices.
Yeah.
Government employees, I forgot, they've got it built in now to where, not that they shouldn't be taking Veterans Day off and we should be supporting veterans, but there are so many other ones now, national holidays that have been added, that they get a day off a month, free and clear at least, on average.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The government employees, yeah.
Works out well for them. Right.
Yeah. And then how do we get to be that?
They're still the ones yelling, hey, Super Bowl Monday ought to be a federal holiday.
Yeah. 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 It's like, you're good. You have your time.
But sadder news, Leonardo DiCaprio turns 50 today. That'll make you feel a little bit old. Leonardo DiCaprio turns 50 today, but he had a star-studded birthday party over the weekend. Check out this guest list. Chris Rock, Jamie Foxx, Paris Hilton, Steven Spielberg, Orlando Bloom, Katy Perry, Robin Thicke, Dr. Dre, Tyga, Brad Pitt, and his stepmom, Peggy.
Peggy. Hey, old Peg.
Want to see you there, Peggy.
Yeah. So you talk about a basket of deplorables. That's what that sounds like to me.
A lot of
people go, oh my God, I would love to be there. I would not.
No,
not no your thing. Way.
You don't want
to. I'd hang around with Peggy, maybe.
Peggy sounds cool.
But the rest of them. No.
Peggy's like, guess who I met? Dr. Dre. And you're like, oh God, what did you say to Dr. Dre? Peggy, calm down. Get away from him. And then kind of a weird moment yesterday at the Chiefs game, right before the game started, Taylor Swift entered the stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, and her security guards are walking ahead of her, and they start screaming at the photographers going, get up, get up. And you're like, what is that? Well, she's walking on an incline down towards the tunnel, mm-hmm. and all the and she's wearing a skirt. So all the photographers like get down on their knee, and so her security has to be like, get up, get up. And then another guy tries to get down on his knee as she passes by, like trying to get... I don't know if that's an angle thing, but the security clearly didn't want them taking pictures of her, like, you know, of her underwear.
Is that what they said?
I think that's why they were doing that, 100%. Yeah.
I think it's just standard for them to get on the ground. I mean, you've always seen them on the ground, but I don't know if they were trying to do that.
They wouldn't be that blatant about that, I don't think.
No.
Well, the security was worried about that. That's what I think you can gather.
That's because security's perverts to even think of that. Right. They must be a bunch of perverts.
Maybe they're just perverts.
I would have never thought of that. So.
It's probably because in case she starts falling and rolling down that incline, they didn't want them to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like a bowling ball.
So I embarrassed myself in front of TJ professionally and personally yesterday, and I'm going to tell you about it next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So we got a big golf tournament today for charity for Hurricane Helene relief. We have some walk-up spots available. So if you'd like to join us at Northstone Country Club today in Huntersville, North Carolina, we'd love to have you there. And it's also Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So you can get 50% off. If you're a veteran, 50% off your foursome. Just hit us up on social media. But what that means is that our business manager, Adam, is in town. He flew into town yesterday. And he's a big golfer, and he likes to actually play in the tournament. He's not much help at the tournament. He just likes to play, but he insists on being there. So, great. Come on down. So, as he flew into town, he said, we'll have a meeting on Sunday afternoon, me, you, and TJ. And I was like, okay, great. So, they show up at my house. It's like a halfway point, I guess. And
no. It was so you wouldn't have to leave, and it would be more convenient for you. And it's not a halfway point to anywhere I was going. I drove 30-something minutes to get there just for the meeting.
Oh, well, you guys came to me. You were like, we're having a meeting at your house. I was like, what is it, like a it's like a community space? You're just going to show up at my house? It's my house.
A community.
He's like, we're going to come to your house.
It was to keep you from having to leave and inconvenience you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. But I did not go on a campaign to get it done at my house. But, you know, so I'm cleaning up really quick, get the dog out of the house, not to cause any, you know, commotion. And when I don't have a lot of guests, but I had them come over and I asked TJ, you want a beer? And he was like, no. I was like, you want a glass of tea? He was like, no. I was like, do you want some water? He was like, okay, I'll have a glass of water. But being a single guy, I don't have a lot of stuff. And this is the, Lindsay, I want you to look at, this is the glass of water I gave him. Now, the face he made when I gave him this glass of water is similar to the face you're making right now.
Yeah.
Horrified.
Yeah. Yeah. That what is that?
It is my coffee cup that I used to bring coffee to work in, but it appears that the water is brown.
But then I figured out there's a double layer of plastic there, and
yeah.
It's not on the water side; it's inside the other thing.
So you're saying that makes it?
Yeah, the glass is stained, but not where the water touches it. It's got two little layers of plastic in there.
I don't care what stained, I'm not drinking that. Because even if I look at the water and it's clear, I'm still not. Because it looks like it's pee water.
Yeah. And he made the face, and as I handed it to him, I went, this doesn't look right. But honestly, this was the best option in my cupboard at the moment. I mean, I don't have any nice diningware.
Do you have a mug? I felt like a mug would have been better.
It would have been a coffee mug. The next one would have been a coffee mug. So it was embarrassing.
But I drank it. I didn't.
Yeah, you drank it. You didn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, I've been sick ever since, but.
It is pretty gross. So we'll get a picture of this glass of dirty water. TJRiggins.com. Just click on the gallery later.
And what I'm hearing is I wasn't even invited. So I guess I'm not even a part
of this
show.
Yeah, so we did that for your, not to inconvenience you.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's important.
Right. Oh, I'm a little hurt because I would have brought a board and probably some good wine. Yeah.
Would we have drunk the wine out of?
The bottle, I guess. Yeah, maybe.
All right, but I just was wondering, and then I didn't say, oh, this is gross or anything.
No.
I figured it out.
Yeah, it's fine.
Actually, the water from my hometown looks like that all the time. I swear. Yeah.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so Riggins and Lindsay both went away to college when they were young. Lindsay went, East Carolina University from here, about 4 hours, mm-hmm. 5 hours?
Something. Four.
Mm-hmm. And although Riggins was close at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, he still wasn't living with his parents and driving back and forth to the school every day. So when they had parent visitation weekend and stuff like that, how would y'all have felt if your parents would have come and then just threw in and just raged with all your college friends and everything and just did keg stands and shots and all that kind of stuff.
Embarrassed. And I had a friend that their parents did that. And it's mortifying to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, horrifying.
Regan,
yeah.
I know you can't even imagine your parents doing that.
No, I can't.
Well, I couldn't either. I mean, I went away to college. I just didn't stay away at college. I came back home. But that's the new trend. His parents partying it up with their kids at college where they go for parent weekends and stuff.
Mm-mm. Parents are getting super close to their kids in a weird way.
You're getting too close. Yeah.
Too close.
Yeah, I mean, even though they're adults and you want to have a different type of relationship with them because relationships change depending on ages and stuff, you still, have some dignity, Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and those kids probably don't want you there. They think it's like a novel thing, like, oh, I can put this on my TikTok. Yeah. But like, they really don't think you're fun.
This 22-year-old girl said that it's fun hanging out with her mom and dad as adults because she gets to, quote, see them not just as parents, end quote. But you shouldn't. You should see them always as your parents.
Always.
Nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I'm 40 years old and still find it awkward. Like, should I have a glass of wine in front of my parents? Yeah, right. It's just weird.
Yeah. I don't even cuss in front of mine.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
I didn't cuss in front of them when I was in elementary school, and I still don't.
Not in front of them. No.
Riggins, what would you do if your mom just decided, hey, you know what, I want to do a keg stand with all you college kids?
I don't.
Would you have allowed her to do it, or would you have tried to get her out of there? Mom, come on, let's leave.
Yeah, I'd grab her by the elbow, lead her out of there. You don't need to do a keg stand. Sorry, party's over.
You wouldn't lift her by her ankles. No.
I think that would sober me up really quickly, too. Hold on. It's gotten out of control.
Now, would you think that single parents would be more likely to do this than parents who are married, like the mom and dad going and doing all of this stuff, or if it's just like, mom's still hot and single and
I think
she wants
single
to get in there.
Yeah. Because the dad would probably be like, okay, let's not. do this.
But, you know, single dad's going to want to get up in there and it's like, oh, I'm going to show you how we did it.
Yeah, I picture single dad. I picture dad more than mom getting in on the action. Yeah, for some reason. Like, I feel dad like just getting caught up in the moment and like, yeah, let's pound some beers.
I feel like the mom wants to still be young and hot and, you know, like the sorority she was never in, you know.
Or the one that she was in. She's like, oh, I'm still a fine Mew at heart.
True. You
know, always a fine Mew, whatever they're called.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Oh, Lindsay is here. Had a big weekend of moving furniture and doing all kinds of manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm tough. I'm just kidding. Half the time, Kyle did everything, but he's like, I need your help. I'm holding this mattress by myself.
But you said you sweated.
I did. I was sweating.
Oh, my God.
A little bit. Yeah.
That is, you know, that's just going overboard, I think.
Yeah.
Gross.
I know.
And I have to hear him say every 5 minutes, how many decorations do we need? Do we need all these decorations?
Oh, this was holiday?
We have a storage unit because we just have too much junk, honestly. I have too much decor, apparently.
Yeah, I believe it.
And I have to hear him the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I kind of have that problem, too, you know. But I think all husbands are supposed to say those types of things.
Yeah.
We got too much junk.
Yeah.
Why do we have to put that? You know, whatever. And then when it's all done, they're like, they may not even realize it, but they like the way that their home looks at the holidays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I realize it, though. I don't think I don't.
Sure.
I realize it.
Yep.
And we're going to Nashville for Christmas this year because my daughter is not going to be having any days off except Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So we're going there, and Jody asked me yesterday, she goes, do you think it's bad that I'm not putting up the tree because we're going to be gone at Christmas? And you know me, I'm like, no, and I don't think so at all. She goes, well, I mean, I am going to have the one in the kitchen and then the one in Aiden's room. And so basically we're going to have four or five trees up, just not the biggest one that goes in the living room.
Right. So you're still having them.
Yeah.
God, that's a lot, too.
Yeah, I think you're going to make baby Jesus cry if you've only got four trees.
Yeah, exactly.
You mind if I don't set up the whole peppermint forest? Pardon me.
Yeah, I'm not going to even put the wise men out in the nativity scene. So, Riggins, when you sent me this clip of Hugh Grant today, were you thinking this is the British version of me?
I mean, you could make that leap, but it's good.
Hugh Grant talking about just some of the things that he doesn't like in the world, little things, and I can see his point on pretty much all of them.
Yeah,
you know, because you know I get falsely accused of being a grouch all the time. Anyway,
well, I don't know, falsely accused. I mean,
this isn't me plugging it in. Let's hear. Yeah. There you go. What?
I don't know, falsely accused?
Yeah, falsely. Yes.
Okay, all right.
One enormous pet peeve, that's all I do. I walk around the streets peeving. I don't like people walking slowly. I don't like people with backpacks. I don't like people with backpacks on their front. I don't like people with backpacks and water bottles. I don't like water bottles. What's the whole water bottle thing? Why do my children have to go to school with a water? They have to cart water across London. What's wrong with a drinking fountain? I mean, don't get me started on. I don't like leaf blowers, roadworks with no people working.
I love him ripping them.
Leaf blowers. Roadworks with no people working.
Does my kid have to go to school with a water bottle carting water across London?
I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
Because we didn't as kids.
No. I don't like water bottles.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.